Welcome back, ladies, to our Titus 2 podcast. My name is Candy Meyer, and I am so glad you have joined me today. I'd like to start off by looking back over what we have been studying and just refresh our memory over our Titus 2 verses that we've been looking at. If you will join me in reading Titus chapter 2, we're going to read verses 3 through 5. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. So the last several podcasts, we looked over the specific homemaking that we were to do. And so in our previous podcast, we vowed not to be lazy and to do our job with joy and purpose in our heart. Let's add positivity to our list of things that make our job more enjoyable and satisfying. One thing I learned in nursing school that was a good practice I have continued is to look at what would make your situation worse and be thankful it's not true. And this might sound a little odd, but I've had one beloved teacher and instructor in nursing school that would introduce a new disease for us to study. And she would always begin her lecture with, "Now, be thankful you do not have this disease," and then proceed to teach us all the awful things that one disease caused. So when I wake up in the morning with a full day of work ahead of me, whatever that entails, I try my best to be positive and praise the Lord for my good health, freedom, and ability to do what I am required to do for the day. I sometimes thank Him that I'm not going through chemo today, or that all my extremities function properly, which will make my work easier, or that I am not sick or injured, or even praise Him for the chores I have before me in the wonderful home He has blessed me with. We can conquer so much with a positive attitude, not to mention our disciplined mind that we studied about earlier. Philippians 2:14 tells us to do all things without complaining and disputing. If you tackle your work with positivity, you will be more successful. If you work full-time outside the home, there is no doubt your job as a homemaker is more difficult. And it's very easy to get into the mindset that your husband should split the chores with you or just excuse yourself from your God-given responsibilities because you are understandably tired and overwhelmed. But let's remember, sisters, what our role is. If we take on more than what we are given, it does not excuse us from what we are expected to do. Now, there's nothing wrong with your husband helping you if he does not mind or if he has time, but we do not need to expect this or throw a fit if it does not happen. Regardless if you work outside the home or the amount of children that you have or the size of a house that you have to care for, most of these things are our choice to have or not to have. So take this in consideration as you make life-changing decisions because you will always be responsible for being a homemaker regardless of any life factors you have. So let's begin by knowing yourself. If you are thinking about getting married or are a newlywed, know, can you handle a full-time job outside the home and still have a good attitude when you get home to cook, clean, wash, and care for your family? You need to know if you get stressed out for caring for just one child, two children, or more. Do not have aspirations of having five children when you are in over your head caring for two. Do not buy a big home and have two nice cars if these financial decisions will cause you to have to work full-time when you know good and well you hate it. Be wise, be content, be mindful, and plan. If you've already made some of these decisions that cannot be changed, reevaluate your situation and sit down with your spouse and decide, do we need to downsize so I can stay home? Do we need to live closer to family so that we can have help? Do you need to be reminded to be positive and thankful? And does your husband need to be reminded to be mindful and appreciative? Communicate with your husband. Now on to a more practical approach of today's lesson, laundry. One of our never-ending jobs that we might not mind or we just might loathe. Here are a few tips. Like any other household chore, do not continue to put it off until you are overwhelmed. If it is just you and your husband, you probably have a good control over this task. If you have children, this can get out of hand quickly. Look at your schedule just like you did with your meal planning and decide, do I need to do a load a day or do I function better having a laundry day? Everyone is different. I work 2 days a week, so on those days, I work out in the mornings at 5:30. If I need to do a load, I will start washing before my workout. I'll put that load in the dryer once my workout is done and complete and then fold it and put everything up before I leave for work. But maybe you do not have time in the mornings. So once you are home that evening, start a load as soon as you get there. Put it in the dryer once supper is complete and fold and put up everything before bed. If you were home all day, get it done first thing. Train yourself to move with a chime that lets you know either the washer or the dryer is done. Most of us hate that noise, but let it help you, let it be a signal to you to keep going. I also just personally discourage laundry baskets if you at all struggle with being lazy, because it's so tempting to throw clean clothes in a basket and not finish the job. But this does not help your family. It is so frustrating and time-consuming to search for a pair of socks or a t-shirt that doesn't have 1,000 wrinkles if you have to hunt and dig through a basket. Our family should not be forced to go on an Easter egg hunt in order to get dressed for the day. Getting your laundry completely done helps you stay organized and helps on time management when trying to get dressed. If your children can walk, let them help. Most toddlers love to push the buttons on the machines. And whether your children enjoy it or not, they can carry clothes to their room and allow them to help put them away if they are big enough to do so. Make this chore a priority. How frustrating it must be for husbands that do not have clean uniforms for their job or a clean towel to dry off with once they get out of the shower after working hard for your family all day. My dad used to say, "Don't halfway do something." And this reminds me of Ecclesiastes 9, the beginning of verse 10, "Whatever your hands finds to do, do it with your might." Ladies, make sure your husband has ironed clothes for worship. Some people have the time and money to take their husband's clothes to the cleaners, and some choose to iron them. But regardless of your choice, this is part of laundry. Help your husband look respectful before he goes in front of the congregation to lead a prayer or a song. Even if he's just in the pew offering up worship, help him to bring his best before the Lord. Help your children dress respectfully as well and lay out the clothes the night before, and let your decision be non-negotiable to avoid time delays the next morning. Do not cause your family to show up late for worship with a frustrated attitude because no one had anything clean or prepared to wear that morning. Once your laundry is done, that can be the most satisfying hour of your day. Same as the 30 minutes you get to stare at the carpet with that pretty vacuum lines before it gets trampled on. These two funny examples are just a simple reminder of how our work is really never done. I get so frustrated when my laundry basket is clean and then somebody throws, you know, a pair of pants in there. I'm like, it was empty for 2 minutes. But it is a never-ending cycle. But that does not mean you cannot find joy in it. And if you do, your family will be appreciative. Something that seems almost insignificant like laundry is a big part of you making a home. The deeper meaning of this task shows your family how much you care. This is one of those jobs that helps your home run smoothly if it is done right. Clean, organized laundry prevents frustration, arguments, and embarrassment, and promotes time management and confidence. Our jobs are so important, so please do not let society downplay it or make it seem like your values are out of date. I will remind you, like I did last episode, the latter part of my lesson is completely my opinion and my advice. If you have a good role model that taught you better ways and you develop a system of your own, even if it includes laundry baskets, that's great. As long as you get the job done and the outcome is positive, you are glorifying God by your obedience. Purpose in your heart to wash, dry, fold, put up, and repeat. Thank you for joining me, and I pray you glorify God in your actions and in your home today.